Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
Like the story I told the children, the story that Jesus tells the crowds gathered around him is from the perspective of a child who has gone astray. In the case of the children's sermon, which was a little bit ago, so to recap briefly, this child who's run away asks their loved one to put a handkerchief out in the tree to let that child know that they will be welcomed back home. But upon arriving at the house, sees not one handkerchief, but a tree covered in fabric, an extravagant welcome, a reminder that the parent's love is boundless, is endless, and that the child is always, always welcomed home. In the story that Jesus tells this prodigal child who has gone and squandered the entire inheritance in wild living, which I think is one of the best euphemisms in the Bible, wild living, and has squandered all this wealth, comes stumbling home prepared to live and work as a servant in his own household, but instead receives an extravagant welcome, a feast, rings and sandals and fine clothing and the best calf killed in celebration for this feast. We call this child the prodigal child. And we focus on this child's experience, although we do hear a little bit from the older sibling who's jealous and resentful of this extravagant forgiveness and welcome. And because I think the word prodigal is one that we don't tend to throw around in conversation very much anymore, most folks that I've encountered, and myself included, tend to misinterpret the word and think that it means wayward or foolish. Think that it means perhaps sinful, might think that it means repentant or humble, but focus on those actions of the child to draw meaning for the word prodigal. But prodigal actually means wastefully or lavishly extravagant, giving or yielding profusely. And so this child, this character in this story, is prodigal with the money and resources and inheritance that have been given to him. Prodigal with the goodness that has been offered, the blessing that has been offered until it is wasted away, but giving extravagantly, wastefully, lavishly, profusely. There's another player in this story who is prodigal. Prodigal, yes, with resources and wealth and inheritance that might be better saved until this younger child, as a parent must know, who is not yet ready, this younger child could be more responsible and frugal and take care with the inheritance they're about to receive. A character who is prodigal with patience, waiting and catching sight of this child from a great distance, waiting for this child to return, not wandering out in search of them, but waiting for them to come back. Prodigal with grace and forgiveness, even as the child spills forth confessions. Prodigal with love and with welcome. Extravagant in generosity and lavishing affection, rings and sandals and fine clothing and the best calf in the herd. The prodigal parent. We think the story is to show us what God's love is like to us because we identify with the children. We might identify sometimes with the prodigal child, and we might identify sometimes with the older sibling. And we reflect upon what it is to receive the love and blessing when we have sinned, when we have fallen away. And we reflect perhaps sometimes on what it is to see that love and grace poured out for others when we don't feel that they quite deserve it. But I wanted to reflect for just a moment this morning on what it is like to be called to be prodigal ourselves, not in the way the younger child is in wastefully spending an inheritance away, but in the way the prodigal parent is in giving endlessly abundance, blessing, wealth, inheritance, love and forgiveness, and extravagant welcome. I've heard another story more times than I can count from people in the congregations where I've served, from colleagues and friends, from members of my own family. I've heard a story of parents and their prodigal or hurting or struggling children. I've heard of children, biological children, adopted children, foster children. I've heard of children who, for reasons that almost all of the time parents can't understand or fathom, seem unable to receive the abundant love and blessing and compassion and tenderness that their parents lavish upon them, seem unable to respond in love and kindness. Maybe because there has been abuse or neglect, maybe for reasons that we will never know. These children receive or are the intended recipients of the love and grace and prodigal blessing of their parent or parents, and yet fall into the dangerous parts of society in addiction, in violence, in crime, in places where it seems they are lost and as good as dead. And what I have heard time and time again in these stories is that it is the child's own choices, the rivers of their troubles, the team that they've hitched themselves to, the old fears they've fought before, that has led them into this place, and yet the parent patiently, extravagantly waits and hopes, prays and longs for their child's return, and seeks the strength and the courage and the wisdom and discernment to offer a welcome and blessing and hope and forgiveness safely for themselves and for others and their families. I've heard the deep anguish of parents and family members who want to welcome someone home without putting themselves and other members of the family at risk for physical safety reasons or opening themselves up to the emotional wounds and scars that can be inflicted as this individual enters and exits their lives time and time and time again. Beneath this beautiful story of grace and love and prodigal welcome, there is a reminder to me that loving is not easy. That the way in which God loves us and the way in which we are called to love one another can be brutally painful. That when we extravagantly and lavishly love, we open ourselves to injury. We open ourselves to sorrow and to pain and to grief. And sometimes the forces of the past over which we have no control, over which perhaps our wayward friends and loved ones and family members have no control, the rivers of their troubles and ours block us from being able to receive, to give, to share the extravagant love and welcome in which we so deeply believe. Beneath this beautiful story of a parent's loving welcome and embrace is the reminder that as we are called to love and embrace one another, it is not always beautiful. It is not always easy. And we are called to receive that welcome, to hear the voice that calls us home, to see the parent at the end of the road with their arms flung wide, or the tree beside the house with the fabric fluttering its welcome in the breeze, and to know that we are welcomed and that it is only the old voices, the old pain and trouble that keeps us from receiving that blessing. Can we hear the voices that call us home, that welcome us regardless of how far we think we've wandered? Can we clear our throats and issue that invitation safely and in ways that do not threaten the health and well-being and safety of ourselves and our loved ones, to be sure, hear me. But where and when it is possible, are we willing, we who can so easily be prodigal children, we who can so easily be jealous children as well, are we willing to be prodigal parents when and how we can, to throw our arms open to clear our throats and speak invitation, to say, we know it is your own past, it is your own trouble, it is the voices that have taught you and told you somehow that you are not welcome, that keep you from coming home. Can we issue that invitation? Can we be prodigal with grace and love, even as God, our parent, is prodigal? The story ends on an ambiguous note. The older sibling is hurt by the parent's extravagant welcome of someone whom the older child thinks does not deserve it. And we do not know if there is reconciliation within this family or if the younger child goes out and does it all over again. All we know is that this parent is extravagant in welcome, and that Jesus tells this story to us to invite us, whether we are feeling that we ourselves have squandered or that others are receiving blessings that are rightfully our own, or that it might not be possible this time to open our arms in welcome again, to remind us that this messy, often painful, often complex and wonderful picture is what God's love is like. And so no matter how far you've gone, come on home. And no matter how far we have yet to go, let us welcome one another as we can. In Christ's name and in God's love. Amen.